From the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. Congratulations to Colson McCoy, who was just newly elected National FFA President. Colson, tell me, what were you experiencing in that moment when they called your name up on stage?
In that moment, I was really shocked. I was amazed to be able to look up and see my name and face up on the screen. And then as I heard my name, I kind of ran up. I slipped a little bit, but I made my way up to the stage, and I looked to my left and my right, and I saw amazing people around me, and I saw a great group of people down there on the floor as well. And so just that moment, I was so humbled and incredibly excited to be able to see what was going to be next.
You have a year of service ahead of you and going to meet lots of people, but introduce yourself to the National FFA organization.
I'm Colson McCoy. I'm from Springfield, Ohio. I'm a Buckeye. I'm attending the Ohio State University right now, studying agribusiness and applied economics. I am by nature an optimist, and I'm really excited to be able to travel around this year and meet people from all corners of the country. I'm thrilled to be an authentic advocate for our industry, to be able to be the voice for our students at the national level on our board, and be able to just engage and have those small, important, and memorable moments with people everywhere.
Take us back to where you first began your FFA journey, and why did you want to be an FFA?
Yeah, so we're going to flashback all the way back to eighth grade. A brand new school had opened up in downtown Springfield. My original high school did not have an ag program, but lo and behold, a brand new school opened up. It was a STEM school, so all the curriculum was based around ag bioscience and incorporating that into STEM-based curriculum. I joined the program that they had there, and my agricultural educator came up to me from Global Impact STEM Academy and said, "We are looking to start an FFA chapter. Are you interested?" And I said, "Sure, let's do it," and we kind of went on a roller coaster of an adventure from there. And I pursued a lot of CDEs and LDEs and fell in love with the people in this industry. And I pursued state office there later in my high school years, elected as state secretary, then state president, and decided to pursue the national level.
So tell me more about some of your involvements in FFA and more of those CDs and what activities you were involved in.
So we were really science-based heavy school. I did a lot with agri-science, and we did STEM fair projects. I also branched out and do food science and technology. On top of that, I did a lot of LDEs, like extemporaneous public speaking. That was my absolute favorite one. And I really enjoyed public speaking, anything along those lines with a prepared speaking contest. And then last but not least, I did job interview. That was my first CDE that really got me interested and passionate about what we do in the FFA.
So why did you want to run for National FFA office?
So for me, I've always said I just genuinely love people. I believe in this industry wholeheartedly. I believe in what the FFA stands for as an organization. And when I see the people around me, I'm just constantly inspired to be able to take so much of these great mentors that I've had in my life. Everything that they've poured into me, I want to turn that around and pour into those around me. And I'm excited and I'm thrilled. And that's ultimately what served as my fuel to run for national office.
So now you have the National FFA President as your title. So what are you really hoping to accomplish throughout your year of service?
I genuinely hope that beyond this jacket, I can just be a friend to all who are in and out of the blue jackets. I want to be that friend to everyone that they can turn to in a moment's notice. And I also want to be able to represent our organization incredibly well and just be able to impact people left and right and be able to share wonderful memories and share specific moments of the people around me.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
There's so many people, it'd be hard to list, but honestly, I just look back at the program that got me started on this journey, Global Impact STEM Academy, the staff and the faculty that were all involved in encouraging me, my agri-science educators, the students in my classroom on my left and my right, and then even beyond that, I look at the state level, and we have a great state staff back in Ohio. They're my reason, really, that encouraged me to pursue this blue jacket at the national level. I would thank them incredibly well, and then my family. They've been the one focal point in my life that consistently, despite the backgrounds or the different experiences that I've been on and been a part of, they have encouraged me along the entire way.
So what was the best advice that you got through this entire journey?
The best piece of advice I ever received as a member in the FFA was begin now, early on in your career in FFA, to look left and right. So easy, we get caught up and focus on, the next degree in the FFA or the next competition that we can be a part of. But ultimately, what makes the FFA is the people around us, the students to our left and right, the ag teachers behind us and supporting us along the way, and the industry sponsors and supporters that are encouraging us and funding and believing in what we do.
You have a long ways to go before you're retiring from FFA, a lot of experiences to happen, but what are some of your career goals after your service in FFA?
So as I mentioned, I'm studying agribusiness and applied economics. I've always told myself that if I can check a couple boxes, I want to be able to be involved in the ag industry in some way, shape, or form, and I want to be able to be with people. Ultimately, those are the things that encourage me, that inspire me, and I want to be able to pursue that. So I could see myself maybe working as an advocate for the industry at the federal level, working in somewhere along those lines, maybe American Farm Bureau, Ohio Farm Bureau, or other advocacy groups.
You just heard from Colson McCoy, who was newly elected the National FFA President. Reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.